Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. We left off last night in the middle of Sif Beis. We are on the last line of the Mechaber on page 66. Just to chazer what we did last night, the Mechaber said in the beginning of Sif Beis, there are those who say that you need to be Mosef Mechol Al HaKodesh. And the Mechaber said the zman of this Tosefis, the zman of adding in, is from the beginning of Shkia, which is when the sun can't be seen anymore on the land, until Bein HaShemashos, and that we said is 58 and a half minutes. So if you want, you can make it all the Tosefis Shabbos. If you want, you can make some of them Tosefis Shabbos. Ubilvad sheYosef eize zman sheYia vada yom mechol al kodesh. The Mechaber said, as long as you add some time that's for sure day, and make it extra for Shabbos, so you fulfill this mitzvah. The Mechaber picks up in the second line of 66, Vishir Zman Bein HaShemashos Hu Shloshes Rivimil. So after you have those 58 and a half minutes, the Zman Bein HaShemashos is 3/4 of a mil. We're going so far that a mil is 18 minutes, so 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. So after that 58 and a half minutes, from the first Shkia, as we described last night in Rabbeinu Tam, till the second Shkia, then you have from the second Shkia till Tzeis HaKochavim, the Zman HaBein HaShemashos, which is 13 and a half minutes. Sheheim Mahalach Eluf V'chamesh Meos Amos, that is the time it takes to walk 1,500 Amos, Kodem Halayla, before night starts. The Ramah ends the Sif and says, V'imrotze lahakdim ulakabel olav haShabbos miplag haMincha ve'eloch. If one wants to accept upon himself Shabbos as early as plag mincha, harashus biyodo, that is okay. So let's see the Mishabura. We are up to Siv Koton Chof Gimel. It's going on that which we just said in the Mechaber, that after you have from the first Shkia to the second Shkia 58 and a half minutes, you then have the Zman of Bein HaShemashos, which is 3/4 of a mil. Says the Mishabur in Chav Gimel, V'hula Erech Reva Sha'a. This Zman of 3/4 of a mil is around 15 minutes. It's around 1/4 of an hour. As we said, it's 13 and a half minutes, Lefi the Shita that we're going with so far. As we discussed in detail last night, the Mechaber in this Sif is going to feed the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and those who agree with him. But many Rishonim argue with Rabbeinu Tam, and they hold. And the Gro agrees with these Rishonim. That Bein HaShemashos starts right by sunset, when the sun can no longer be seen on the earth. That is Shkia, and right after Shkia begins the Zman of Bein HaShemashos. Hainu Misho Shechama Niskasa Meinenu. It's a time when the sun is blocked from our eyes. V'nimshach Zmanu Kedei Shloshes Rivimil. And the Zman of Bein HaShemashos is from Shkia, from the first sunset, 13 and a half minutes. V'achakach B'samuch Lo Yotzen HaShlosho Kochavim Beinonim. After those 13 and a half minutes, and then we have the 3 average stars coming out. V'hu laila min ha-tora l'chodover, and that is considered vaday laila. Ulefiza, according to this, yesh li zohar ma'od, one has to be very careful. Shelo lasos malacha achar shachamen niskasem einenu, not to do malacha once we can't see the sun. Because even though according to Rabbeinu Tam, you still then have 58 and a half minutes before you get to the second Shkia, which is going to start Bein HaShemashos, according to the Gra, and those Rishonim who agree with the Gra, who go, and the Gra's Rishonim that he agrees with, they hold that Bein HaShemashos starts right by Shkia, and it goes on 13 and a half minutes, so right when Shkia comes, right when you can't see the sun, you better make sure you're not doing Malacha. V'afilu Malacha is Mitzvah, even Malacha for a Mitzvah, you're going on Lokas HaNeiros, the Suda Shabbos, even if you're lighting candles for the Suda Shabbos, Gam Kein Yizor Mo'ol Ligmor Hadlokosam Kodem Shadishka Chama, you have to make very sure that you are finished with all your Hadlokha before sunset. De'la'achar Kein Hu Bichlal Bein HaShemashos, because right after that, when the sun sets, that's already the zman of Safek Yom, Safek Laila, Bein HaShemashos. V'ayin la'el b'sif katan vav. U'lechatchila yesh lahamten ad harega ha'achron. U'lechatchila ein lahamten ad rega ha'achron. U'lechatchila, one should not wait to the last minute. Rak yakdim had lokosa misho she'ashemes b'roshe he'ilonos k'dil kamon. Like we see in Mitzvah Shem in the next year, u'lechatchila, one should not wait to the last minute. He should be makdim and he should light candles when the sun is still on the top of the trees. U'misha machmir al atzmo u'poresh atzmo mil melocha chatzi sho'a. One who is machmir on himself and he stops doing melocha a half hour. O'alko ponim shlish sho'a. Or at the very least a third of an hour, which is 20 20 minutes kodem shkia ashrei lo, that person is praiseworthy. Du yotze baze yidei shitas kol harishonim. That person is going to be yotze the shita of all the rishonim. If you look in the Sha'aretz Yonachof Aleph, what do we mean by saying all the rishonim? Hainu afilu l'shitas Rabbeinu Eliezer mimitz. Even the Urayim that we discussed at the end of last night's shiur, the Bir Halacha brought him down, that he says Bein Hashmasho starts already 3/4 of a mil before Shkia. So that would be 13.5 minutes before Shkia. So if you're accepting Shabbos 20 minutes or 30 minutes before Shkia, you cover all the Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz. V'afilu im nizbor demil hu chavdal minut. And even if you're going to go with a different shita that we haven't mentioned till now, we've been going that a mil is 18 minutes, even if you go with the larger shita, that a mil is 24 minutes, so 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. V'yotze bazeh medina gamat osef Shabbos laharbi achronim. So even if you want to say that Bein Hashmashos is like the Yerayim, with the shita of a mil being 24 minutes, so 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes before Shkia, if you accept Shabbos 30 minutes before or 20 minutes before, not only do you cover the Zman of Bein Hashmashos of the Yerayim, you're also chapping a couple of minutes of Tosefes Shabbos, which is pointed out in note number 28. Midvarov Olaf, from the words of the Sha'ar Tzion over here, it comes out, Shemosef Shtei Dakos Kone Bein Hashmashos. If you add on even just 2 minutes before Bein Hashmashos, the Hainu Shemekabel Shabbos Esrim Dakos Kodem Hashkia, that you accept Shabbos 20 minutes before Shkia, Mekayim Mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos Laharbi Achronim. You're Mekayim your Mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos according to many Achronim. Im Kain, if so, Af mi she'eno machmir eshitas ha'yireyim, even one who doesn't want to go with the Yireyim that says either 13 and a half minutes or 18 minutes before Shkia is already Bein Hashmashos, even if you don't go with that, and you want to go with Shkia starting Bein Hashmashos, which is the Gra, tzorech lino tosefes Shabbos shtei dakos kodem Hashkia. So you should be mekabel on yourself tosefes Shabbos of 2 minutes before Shkia, kedei sheyetze boze yidei mitzvahs tosefes ledas achronim. That way you can be mekabel tosefes Shabbos, be mekabel that mitzvah with 2 minutes. V'chein kosev v'shalom shuvas igris Moshe, Shizman atosefes hu shtei dakos kodem hashkia. Says Rav Moshe, the zman atosefes Shabbos is 2 minutes before hashkia. V'chein das hagon Roshon Mazaman Orbach and hagon Rav Yashiv. We'll stop there in a note. I want to just summarize what we just said. After we brought down the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the shita of the Gra and the shita of the Urayim that says Bein Hashmashos starts 3/4 of a mil before, when the Mishabura comes out and says that one who is machmir, he starts to malacha 30 minutes, or even 20 minutes before, is yotze all the shitos, and the Sha'aretz Tzion points out, not only all the shitos of Bein Hashmashos, which he even gets the Yirei, before the Yirei of Bein Hashmashos, he also gets Tosefes Shabbos according to most. And that's because, like we're pointing out over here, all the poskim are saying, that we see from here that 2 minutes is enough for Tosefes Shabbos. So if you are mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes before Shkia, you have the most it would be, the Urayim would be, Bein Hashmashos starts 18 minutes before, and you started 2 minutes before that, so you cover all the shitas. The only shita you weren't mekayim 100% is the shita of the Chai Adam, which we discussed yesterday. That's the Sha'aretz Tzion at Os Yutes, close to Chai Adam. That's the Mishaburis of Kadon Chav Beis. He holds that Bein Hashmashos should be 12 minutes. He holds that Tosefes Shabbos rather should be 12 minutes. So here we're chapping, all the poskim are saying that Tosefes Shabbos is enough 2 minutes. So the bottom line, Halacha L'maaseh, Rav Moshe, Shlomazaman, Rav Yashiv say, we don't have to be necessarily machmir for the Urayim, but one wants to just be mekayim the Gra, that at Shkia begins Bein Hashmashos, and you want to be mekayim Tosefes Shabbos, 2 minutes is enough. If you're mekabel Shabbos 2 minutes before Shkia, you have been mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Continues the Mishabura Vayter. Uleinyan Motzei Shabbos. Till now we've been discussing Friday leading into Shabbos. Now we're going to discuss Motzei Shabbos. Ayin b'Bir Halacha she'b'anu b'shem ha'poskim. Look in the Bir Halacha where we explain b'shem the poskim. D'lukuli alma hashir d'shloshes rive mil mishtane l'fi hazman v'amokim. Like we discussed last night, that this measure of 3/4 of a mil, again, according to the Gra and the Ga'onim and many Rishonim, Shkia starts Bein Hashmashos extends 3/4 of a mil, but really we said 3/4 of a mil is only in certain regions. Everywhere else really depends on when the stars come out. You have to depend on the time and the place. This idea of 3/4 of a mil being the Zman of Bein Hashmashos is only true in the region of Bavel. And during the months of Nisan and Tishrei, when the day and night are equal. ubimekomoseinu, but in our places, shenote letzat tzvon ha'olam, where we are more in the north of the world, nisarech harbe yoser. And therefore, on Motzei Shabbos, one should not rely on the gra that says, from Shkia, 3/4 of a meal, which can be 13.5 minutes, that's already the end of Ein HaShmashos, and that's considered nighttime. You should not rely on that in the places that we live. You have to make sure that there are 3 average-sized stars that are out. Al Kain, therefore, Yesh Lizar Me'ot Shelo Lasos Melacha B'Motzei Shabbos. One should be very careful not to do any Melacha Motzei Shabbos, Ad Shen Nis'acher Zman Rav Achar HaShkia, until you wait a long time after Shkia, until you see 3 small stars, even though we pointed out it's really average size, but we're not good at knowing the size of stars, so you have to find 3 small stars, like we'll discuss further in Simon Reish Sadi Gimel Sebeiz V'ayin Sham Mishabura Ubir Alocha. Says the Mishabura V'ayter Sif Kotun Chav Dalud. This is going on that which the Mechaber said, Kodem Alayla, that the Zman Abayin HaShmashos Lefidu Rabbeinu Tam is after the 58.5 minutes from the sun setting, the next 3/4 of a mil, which is the time it takes to walk 1,500 amos before nightfall. Laila nikra min haTorah l'chol davar, then it is called night for everything, mishe yeirou shlosha kochavim, from the time that you see 3 stars, v'ayin b'ralocha. Sivkotan chafei, harashus biyado, this is going on the Ramah. The Ramah ended the Sif, and the Ramah said, if one wants to be Mekabel Shabbos early, he can be Mekabel Shabbos as early as Plag HaMincha. Says the Mishabura, V'nesar Basias Melacha. Once you're Mekabel Shabbos from the Zman of Plag Mincha, you become Aser Nasias Melacha. Aval im kibel olav HaShabbos kodem Plag HaMincha. But if you accept it upon yourself Shabbos before Plag, Ein de kabbaloso klum. That kabbalah Shabbos is nothing. It doesn't count. You cannot be mekabel Shabbos before plag mincha. You're not aser melacha. It is not Shabbos. Now, what exactly is plag mincha? Uplag mincha nikra sha urevia kodem ha'erev. Plag mincha is 1.25 hours before night. Va'ayin la'el b'simen reish lamed gimel shu shows manios. This 1.25 hours is not our hours. It's going by shows manios. Dehainu, which means to say, bein shayom oroch o kotzer. Whether it's a long day or a short day, mischalik liyud beis chalakim, you divide the daylight hours by 12. V'chelak u'revia kodem erev, and one of those 12 plus another 1/4 before the erev, that is considered plaga mincha. Gam kosavnu shom, we also wrote over there, diyesh deos ben aposkim, that there are varying opinion in the poskim, im shou revia hazu hu kodem ashkia, o kodem tseso kochavim. So machlokes, how do you view plaga mincha? It's 1.25 hours before erev. Is that 1.25 hours before shkia, or is that 1.25 hours before tseso kochavim? It's a big difference. Al kein le'inyanenu, therefore lagabi our inyan. B'diyevet im kibel al atzmo l'shem tosefes Shabbos ad shou revia shekodem ashkia. If you will makabel Shabbos as early as 1.25 hours before shkia, which is obviously the earlier time, yesh lahachmir shelo lasos melacha, you should be machmir not to do melacha. So it is a machlok is exactly when you start the 1.25 hours, figure out when plag is. But lagabi, when you're makabel Shabbos, to say you're aser b'malacha because it's plaga mincha, so we go with the earlier zman. So if it's 1.25 hours before shkia, we view that as plaga mincha. If you makabel Shabbos, then malacha will be aser. Now the bir halacha over here on page lamedalet points out a very interesting thing. We said in this sif the mechaber and the ramah. The mechaber said that sunset starts the 58.5 minutes, which is Vada Yom, and the Mechaber said that's the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos. Those are your options of when you could be Mekabel Shabbos. You have 58.5 minutes before the Sof Shkia, that starts Ben HaShmashos for 13.5 minutes. So it's, before Tseisa Gochavim, it's 72 minutes. So the Bialacha points out, the Mechaber holds Tosefes Shabbos could be up to 72 minutes before Tseisa Gochavim. Right? You have the 72 minutes. The last 13.5 minutes is Ben HaShmashos. The first 58.5 minutes is between the first Shia and the second Shia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that's the Zman that's available for Tosefes Shabbos. Before that, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, you can't be Mekabel Shabbos. It's too early. The Ramah says, no, you can be Mekabel Shabbos as early as Plag HaMincha. Now, what's Plag HaMincha? Plag HaMincha is 1.25 hours earlier. Now, an hour and a quarter, if you go lefi the mechaber, an hour and a quarter goes lefi the mechaber, as the Be'er Halacha points out from a different siman, an hour and a quarter before it says a kochavim. An hour and a quarter before it says a kochavim is 72 minutes. So the Be'er Halacha points out this major machlokas between the mechaber and the Ramah is a 3-minute difference. According to the mechaber, from Tzeisa Gochavim, if you want to be Mekabel Shabbos, you can go back up to 72 minutes, and that's it. According to the Ramah, if we're going with the understanding that we're going with, that it's going before Tzeisa Gochavim, so you don't have 72 minutes, you have to plug a mincha, which is an hour and a quarter, which is 75 minutes. So the whole Ramah is only coming to say that you have 3 minutes earlier that you can be Mekabel Shabbos. But once you get earlier than that, according to everyone, it's not a good Kabel Shabbos. So that's the point out of the Bir Halacha over here, in the fourth line on page Lamed Aleph, the Ramaskal Lahakdim, he points out that this whole machlokas of the Mechaber and the Ramah would be a 3-minute difference of when the earliest time is that you can Mekabel Shabbos to add on your Tosef Shabbos. We'll stop here and continue Siv Gimel Mirtz Hashem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.